Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting
from the World Wide Web,
it's
Big Fat Winners Radio.
What's up? Back at you Tuesday. Big Fat Winners Tuesday, August 9th. Boy, August is rolling. Sitting across from the edge, we got preseason football Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It is here, people. Crazy. Crazy how fast it got here.
Well, and all that matters now is injuries. You're seeing that every – only thing that really matters in the preseason is injuries and training camp.
You asked me, is preseason worth watching?
Right.
I just think the way – for me, the way the world is in general, football is, like, wonderful to watch. Preseason – I mean, especially when it's preseason. Because I'm looking at a few things in preseason this year for me. Like, I want to see who's going to – we're going to find out who's going to win – the Carolina Panther, because you're going to say something ridiculous that I'm going to kill you on, but, and you will be right eventually, I think. We'll see, but you ain't going to be right at first. He could be a Hall of Famer. He could be Tom Brady. We'll get to who I'm talking about. He won't start him, but that's an interesting battle to me.
My point about the preseason was it used to really mean, like, I know when I was younger.
We talked about it.
It meant a lot more. Now it's like the because the season's extended and you can have more players on the
and it's three games.
Practice squad. It's just changed everything.
Three games. Remember, last year I think was the first year where three. Then they have that like extra week to practice to get ready for week one. I mean, that's a big deal having, because they go at it that, you know, that they're putting in the game plan. They get an extra week to put in the game plan for week one, which I think does matter. But I do like watching preseason. Like, I'm interested what's going to happen in Seattle. That's a huge, those two are, apparently Drew Locke is catching them. I'm just saying. And I want to know what happens there. Other than that, I mean, quarterback battle-wise, there's not a ton going on as far
as any team that's got a quarterback battle is going to be irrelevant in a few weeks anyway. So that's the problem for me with preseason, is it's hard for me to invest a ton of time into teams that no matter what quarterback they choose, they're going to be irrelevant. A lot of these teams like Seattle, they're going to be irrelevant.
Well, you said it with injuries. I mean, Denver Broncos, that's a brutal injury. Patrick, now you might say, oh, he's only a number three, but let me tell you, apparently he and Russell, they were going to be. I'm just saying, Patrick was coming on. I know you don't like him. Well, now, you like the next guy less? Hamler's. Now he's in the. He is the man now.
Right,
coming off injury. So I'm just saying he's out for the season. Tim Patrick, you've got your boy
Jakeem Grant. Now that's a big one. I thought Grant, he was going to be. Beckton's he was an all-pro returner.
Beckton's big for the Jets. I mean. That's back to back years for him. But when you're 6'7", 370.
No, but Becton is the first game changing injury of the offseason. Well, not offseason, but training camp. Since training camp's open, that's by far the biggest one. That changes the entire season for the Jets. You saw it before when he got hurt. They were
Wait a minute. You think he's bigger than the center for Tampa?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
What?
I mean, I'm just saying for the people that got Jets over 7.5. Saying for that particular team. Brady.
Okay, but the biggest injury to date is the center for Tampa, no question. I mean, that's
not for one individual team. I mean, I think it's bigger because they have Brady. They have Fournette. They have a bunch of receivers.
Pressure up the middle, Ricky. He's an all-pro
center. I understand but the problem is the Jets are terrible. Jets are terrible.
They are terrible, and they're probably going to be. Although I will tell you this, because you said another silly thing. Will Flacco start? Absolutely not. I heard Zach Wilson looks I heard.
I know early in camp, I heard the exact opposite, that Flacco was looking better.
Flacco, he's 60. He
it doesn't matter now, because Becton not being there is going to be huge. Okay. You see, watch and see. That will be
I
huge.
Heard
they
Wilson
will get pressure all year.
I heard Wilson looks great. By the way, a team plays on Thursday night. We will talk about it. We'll get into it because they might be in one of my plays, but which is, this is a ridiculous stat. Some people know, some don't. Baltimore Ravens have won 20 consecutive preseason games. Now you are going to go against them on Thursday. Due theory. You did the same thing last year when they played the Redskins. And you even, on this very show, by the way, yes, you said, I'm calling it a lock.
Big fat loser.
What was the final? 37 for the Ravens. What did the Redskins have? The Commanders. 37-3.
Right.
House.
Big fat loser in the preseason. I know this. I'm 1-0 in the preseason. I'll probably be 1-1, but I'm definitely going to fade that trend blindly. I don't care if Lamar's playing, whoever. I'm going to blindly just say that they lose that preseason game.
But would you fade it if the Rifleman was playing? Hell no. Come, meow. Hey, what about, and I'm going to put you on the spot because I didn't even tell you I was going to talk about this, but got to do it. Going to do it. No, it's not a big deal. I just want to see what you go with because I already know what your college is. Give me your NFL week one. I don't care. Total, over, under, team, money line. I don't care what it is. Best play NFL week one. Go.
I like the Colts, but see, there's so many points. I like the Colts minus eight. I just think the Colts are going to absolutely bury the Texans, but I don't really like any – there's no huge lot to me. All these week one games are tricky. I don't see much value in any of them, to be honest with you. I mean, the one underdog I like the Patriots on the road at the Dolphins money line just because I don't believe in Tua. And the rest of these games, the lines are – right where they probably should be. I mean, who do you like in like the Rams Bills games? I don't want to put money on that early in the season.
That'll be a great game to watch.
Right.
I don't know. The game I'm leaning to, I just see them absolutely him. And I'm not a homer, and anyone who listens to this show or listens to me on at Pickin' Fatties. By the way, people, before we get too deep, you have to subscribe to Big Fat Winners. Subscribe. You can follow us at Big Fat Winner. You can follow The Edge at The Edge Bet. And of course, I'm also with Bishop Daily at Pickin' Fatties. Subscribe there as well. Subscribe everywhere. This is obviously a once a weeker, but we might be doing Saturday mornings too. I don't know yet. We could be like a little Saturday morning game day show. Me and you, Edgy Boy. We might.
Jags money line. Beow.
Oh, you love it.
Give me
you
the Jags it. In the four. If it's 3.5, I tell you one thing, I don't really want to, even though I like the Colts to win by 10, I don't feel great about it. I don't want to.
You see what Rivera did today? You see who he fired?
Yeah, it's like it matters. Sam Mills, defensive line coach.
I'm just saying, right out of the chute.
Don't try me.
I need to make sure you're sharp. Because no one will sign us to a real show, I still need to test you, dog. I don't care if we get turned down.
Been the longest start to a show ever.
Ever. Great, though. I'm excited. So when we're going to do – so NFL week one, my best play, I'm going to go with the Donkeys. I am the Broncos. I just – you know, I can't – first of all, the fact that Drew Lock, Geno Smith is starting, yes, they have Metcalf. Yes, they have Lockett. I get it. But I just feel like Denver's going to come in with so much momentum this year. I think Denver's going to be sneaky good. I mean, not that they're going to be sneaky good because people are predicting them to be good. I just think Denver waxes them.
I think everybody that cashes a ticket in NFL week one was lucky. I don't think there's any such thing as sharp in week one or, you know, I just think this is not the hardest. It's just the out of all the years I can remember, week one, there's not one that jumps out to me. There's usually a few where I just think I'm going to win the lotto with them, people. This year, I don't like hardly any of them. I don't even want to touch them.
Wow. What kind of show are we? You don't like
anything. Well, I can't force a bunch of losers.
What do you everyone, mean? Everyone.
Just, I mean,
week one in the NFL, we're given no plays.
No wonder we will have no followers
by the end of the week.
Well, think about these matchups and how even they are. I mean, there's some even matchups.
So what I wanted you to do, because we're going to do it each week, we're only going to spend a couple minutes on it, but this is what you're good at because you win your league every year. We're just moving on to a quick. We're going to do it every week, though. You said we need to do it. Give people.
Well, we definitely need to do it. And shout out to my boy Ryan, who invited me to my first college fantasy league. Can't wait.
I'll tell you, that's going to be exciting. By the way, shout out to the guy on Twitter. we were going at it a bit. He was start, and I went at him a little hard, and he's like, dude, I wasn't trolling you, but it's like, he came at me and he said, you know,
old
you guys
timers are so soft.
I mean, oh, I don't
it's
care.
Like
he
you
said
barely
never
poke these old timers. That's why I can't wait to argue with your dumbass about, hey, Matt Corral, one of only two quarterbacks worth drafting. The other guy has hands my size. So it was him and Pickett. I like Corral. I would have took Corral over Pickett. Yeah. I said the same thing about Herbert, and you fucking know it over there. And I am all in. I was all in on Lamar, Herbert, and I am all in on Corral.
Yeah, but you're not. I'm not saying you're wrong on Corral. You said, and I'm not going at the guy.
I just
want to
argue with you.
The reason I got at him on Twitter is because he said you guys had a terrible year last year, and I said, "Ho, ho, ho, Ricky, you're right. We started 18-2. Now, did it go south? Yes.
No, but how did we did not have it? We did not have a terrible year last
no,
year.
No,
that is not true. It, documented. We were 18-2 to start.
I understand.
Well, that's fire.
I know, but then it went south, and that's
oh,
what
went
he was
south
saying.
So quick.
But I can't help that. Then you moved. I mean, it was a yeah. fucking fiasco.
Yeah, I moved. We'd give out. We'd pull a U and give out 7 picks, and we're not doing all that this year. I'm gonna give out whatever picks I want, and you do what you. I might only give out 30 picks all year, but I'm gonna have a winning record.
Winning record, dude. I need you to be, dude. If you want,
no. When I give them out, I want you to shove them all. I'm not giving you 5 plays every week. You can get those from Skippy. I'm giving you 1 to push all the chippies in most weeks. At the very, very most, it'll be 3 for the whole weekend. I am
so
not.
That's
force
what I'm
going to
do too. I'm not going to do 5 and 7 a weekend. That's
no.
a losing.
No.
I mean, we do
know,
it.
We're both not.
We do it at Picking Fatties, but that's baseball and it's different. Plus, I'm working with Bishop. He won't. If I said only give 1 or 2 plays, he wouldn't give just 1 play if his life depended
you
on it. He'd like to give them
you
all.
You love it too, though. When you give out a 7 pack, you love it. We can't. You can't do it in football, though, people. What you need to do is bet $10 on 7 games and then bet $100 on 1. Your weekend will go a lot better because you'll be all in on that 1 game. Fantasy football this year, I think the biggest thing I wanted to
Jesus. Oh, speaking of fatties, can I just talk about this? How about who gave out the Rockies and the Cardinals over 11 today? Skippy did. Yeah. Oh. How about it's 9-0 in the third inning?
It's
but
hard
guess
to
what?
Think. It's just guess hard what? To think anybody cares about baseball at this point. Can they we be them. Honest though? I know you got to push the pigs, but at the end of the day, it's August night. Is baseball dead yet until October? Like, I don't think anybody really cares right now.
Here's who cares. The person that listened to me on the Atlanta game, over 1-0. The person that listened to me on the Cardinal game, that might be 2-0. I need 3 more runs. It's only the third inning. If the Brewers get to 8, at least a push. And then who knows in the Hoops game. I'm just saying, on fire this year in baseball. Might be the greatest ever, people. Ah, I love it.
All right. Anyway, baseball. Oh,
take
Skippy.
It. Baseball, Skippy. All right, take it over now. Go. You got 2 minutes. I'm watching the clock. Talk a little strategy because I don't know anything about fantasy football. I don't deal with it. I don't want to talk about it, and I really don't like to hear about it. But
well, going into the drafts every year, I think the biggest question is: do you load up early on running backs or receivers? It's kind of. I think the worst thing you can do is try to even it out. You either like I got the third pick in a 10-man league. And I know I'm going to probably go for like McCaffrey if he's there or a running back. But the question is that really the right move? You know, because every year I force this running back theory. And some years I win, but some years you're out. You are out of the mix. You got the nubbiest running backs you could imagine. And I just don't know. You know, I always think to myself, well, teams got 4 or 5 receivers. So there's more of them. So, you know, I think the right move is taking running backs back to back if you're third, because you know you're going to have 3 picks in the first few rounds. They're kind of back to back on the second and third. So just depending where you are in the draft, though, you know, I do think the right move is still to go with running backs early. 2 out of your first 3 picks should pretty much force a running back, right? Well, am I right or wrong? No matter what the league rules are and all that, don't DM me. And I don't care.
Alert. Alert, we've got an interruption. We've got a fatty alert. Colorado hits a 3-run bomb in the third. It's 12-0. Alert, alert. Go on now. I'm with you. Back
a
to
legit bomb. Hey, that Rockies game, we went to a ton of bombs. The altitude matters, people. Skippy hits his pitch and was 110.
After you do this, I'm going to ask you about that experience because we really didn't talk about what you thought of the Coors Field. I want to ask you because I love it.
It was awesome.
Well, finish your thing on. Is that all you have on fantasy?
Well, I just think that I was contemplating, you know, and I do it every year. do I want to commit to running backs early, knowing that a lot of times they get hurt and just pummel you for the rest of the year? Now you're just you're desperate. But I think it's the right move still. Two out of your first three picks have to be – you got to force running backs. You have to.
Yeah, I mean, if I – and I'm just dumb. I don't know. I mean, you know me. I'd always take the best quarterback, of course, right out of the
Yeah, and see, that's another theory. I like to be the last guy.
Theory. Right, it's a losing theory.
Well, like, well, not the year that Lamar won every league in the – you know, Lamar was getting drafted as a third quarterback. You know, he was getting drafted, like –
I mean, you know Brady. You know Brady. I know. Oh, he's my go-to, but you know he's going to be silly this year. It's his last year. He's just going to light it up. Last year, he led the league in everything. Leads the league. He's going to throw 40.
You got to dig deeper in fantasy on your quarterback. You got to dig deeper than that. That's what we'll do next week. QB strategy.
Yeah, because for someone like me that's going in that is dumb take, because you know you got the guy.
Oh, I love that. Every time a guy takes a quarterback high, I love it. Even if he's the best quarterback in the.
No, I'm saying you would coach someone like me against that and say, hey, take Josh Allen, because at least you'll get some rushing yards from him too.
Well, those guys, look at that strategy, those are the exceptions, though.
Come on, man.
But, that's why Trey Lance is going high. You know, as you bring that up, that's the reason Trey Lance is – people are taking a flyer on him hoping he's the next Lamar in fantasy where he's getting rushing yards.
Dog poo. But anyway –
terrible.
So we'll revisit each week. We'll do it, especially as the year's going. You can kind of talk about how your weeks went in fantasy, and you can also do, which will be fun, like you said, I think talking college fantasy.
Right.
On
this will
show.
Be my first year. Two but quarterbacks.
I think that will be even better on the show, and we're going to do it. It's going to be fun.
Brennan Armstrong's mine, bitches. That's who I want. Ryan, just tell the boys. Brennan Armstrong, that's my dog.
That's your dog. So tell me, we never talked about it. Did you like Coors Field?
I loved it. It was the easy, you know, the thing is compared to DC, because a lot of our peeps are from the DC area. When you go to a game, it is like especially like a FedEx or whatever. It's like an all day affair, man. We went to the Broncos game and a Rockies game. It was the smoothest process. You get off one exit, boom, you're parking, pretty you're walking easy. Up to the stadium. It's beautiful, man. It's the
pretty
best.
Easy. I agree.
Yeah, and then of course a ton of dingers. Left and right, home run.
Well, that's what, you know, that's the old course. You know, this year, or I don't know if it's like that this year, but last year and for the last few years, people were like, what's up? Because it used to be, you know, just high scoring games. Now, tonight is exactly what it used to be, just hammering Hank right out of the chute. But so what we're going to do is you are going to go over for me some top 25. I want to cover running back. These are college. This is by Pro Football Focus. We went over the quarterbacks last week. I would like you to talk to me about who they have, the running backs and receivers, because I got to tell you, in running backs in college football, I mean, I just can't wait to hear this list. And then we'll also go over receivers as well. Now, I get sized for the receiver list.
Yeah, I mean, and we went over a lot of these guys last week, but you know, some of the lists that you see out there, this one had a ton of votes on or a ton of exposure on like different writers and guys like that who looked it up. And some of the people that they put up front is just kind of crazy. So what positions did we go over last week?
Well, we only went over quarterbacks. You talked some of the running backs, but
yeah. So like they have Deuce Vaughn at Kansas State, number one. They got Robinson, number two. But the crazy one to me is the kid at Michigan, Blake Corum. I mean, for him to be number three over guys like Henderson at Ohio State, who's number four.
He's silly, by the way. He's so good.
Yeah. So is Tank Bigsby at Auburn when he's healthy, and he's at number 10. You love the kid Gibbs from Georgia Tech. He's at eight.
See, they got him at eight. That's crazy.
Guess who's number five? Zach Evans at Ole Miss. I don't even think – again, I think Ulysses Bentley will be better than him. Yeah. He's ranked 18th. So Ole Miss, according to this list, has two of the top 20 running backs. I tend to agree with that. But, you know, I just think the one outlier here is – how do you feel about the kid Blake Corum at Michigan?
I don't love him.
I don't love him. I don't know why they have him number three.
I don't think he's – like the thing I like about Henderson at Ohio State – the thing I like about that kid Gibbs at Bama that I know, the thing I like about Bentley for sure, and the other kid at Ole Miss, they're explosive.
Right.
I don't look at Corum as explosive enough. I mean, he's good, but I just don't look at him as what I would call explosive.
So, yeah, I would take Sean Tucker over him. I would take a lot of these guys that are rated lower than him over him. So that was the biggest outlier to me in the whole list. The guy that's getting disrespected at Minnesota is the kid Ibrahim because he got hurt. But if he's anything like he was when he was healthy, you know, he's going to be in the top 10 easily. So another kid kind of low on the list that really came on strong at the end of last year. You saw it against Ohio State, Tavion Thomas at Utah. He's 17. Travis Dye, I know you love him. He's 16 at USC. So there's some guys, like, I'm not as high on people like Donovan Edwards at Michigan, Chase Brown at Illinois, and Chris Rodriguez. Those are three guys in the top 15. I wouldn't have them in my top 15. But it's not a bad list overall. And this is the PFF.com, you know, their preseason rankings at each position. And then at wide receiver, they got the kid from Ohio State, Jackson Smith. They got Jordan Addison, number two. The one that I need to see more from is the kid, Kayshawn Boutte at LSU. I need to see more from him. Xavier Worthy, number four at Texas. I like him. And then from there, I think it's really a toss-up from there. I don't think anybody can say for sure who's number five, six, seven, eight, you know, nine in the country. I think the top three guys are who they are, top four guys. But after that, I think it'll be tough for somebody to separate preseason.
No, I agree. I mean, there are some good backs. I mean, I just feel like the ones you – I think those Ole Miss backs are explosive, dog. I think Ole Miss is going to be sneaky good again this year. I think in week one, which we'll go over that when we get there, I think they're laying a boatload, but they are just going to lay the hammer to someone in week one. I can't remember who they're playing, but we'll look it up. What about receivers? Because I get sized for this list.
Those four I mentioned at the top, but the rest, I mean – you know, I just don't think a lot of these names after the top four.
Where's Addison?
Addison's number two. You know, yeah. Worthy's number four from Texas. But after that, you know, I like Mario Williams. He's number six at USC. You know, the kid
Keon. You know how loaded? Hey, you know how loaded USC is at receiver?
So loaded. But a guy like Dante Demas at Maryland is 14. I don't agree with that. Rakim Jarrett at Maryland is 15. So Maryland's got two top 15 receivers, but they're going to be terrible this year. I just don't buy that. I just don't think either of them guys are going to come out in week one
and just slap the Bulls from Buffalo. Just hammer them.
They might do that. Hammer them. Like when they came out and beat Howard that year, but then they were hammer terrible them. The rest of the year.
Lay in 21. Hammer. Hammer it. 63 is a total, baby. Beow! Over! Bet it all! First week. I mean, everything, people. All of it. First half.
That's a big number. That is a big number.
That's why I might not give it. I'm just talking.
Yeah. Feels good to talk about it, though. I'm just glad it's here.
Yeah. Anyway. You don't want to go over any more receivers that get you excited.
I think the one lowest on the list that gets me excited. Yeah,
who's the sleeper in there? Who's your sleeper on the running back side? I already know it's Bentley from Ole Miss. You already said it because we talked about it.
I love Bentley.
All right. Who's your sleeper on the receiver side? I mean, one that you're like, you know what? He could have a good year. See, for me, it'd be one of those Maryland receivers because they're going to light it up this year. I'm just going to tell you that.
Mario Williams is number six from USC. I could see him being number one when it's over. I just want to put that out there right now. I could see him when it's all said and done. He's number one. I love Mario Williams.
I know, but that's not a sleeper.
It's not a sleeper, but that's my guy. On this list, I don't really like any of the numbers at the moment. Well,
you know what? Take that list.
I'll go with the kid Wicks at Virginia, though. I think he'll.
Okay.
I like him.
I like him. Now take that list so we don't have to look at it again and delete it. No, we'll go over. No, because we want to go. No, I want to go over some defensive players next week too. I like going over some of these because these players will crop up this year, and I don't want to hear from people that we don't cover them all, baby. Because that's what we do. We give you information that you need.
Wicks is my guy, dude. 1,200 yards last year, 9 touchdowns. He's my guy.
Give you information to make.
By the way, Virginia's got one of the weakest schedules ever. If you look at their schedule, we might have to go over that in a minute. I can't even believe Virginia football schedule. I mean, they have the weakest schedule. If their defense plays at all, and I think we might have already touched on it, They might have a chance to just roll it until they get pummeled.
You think that we won't roll them in week one, too? You know what I'm going to do? I'm tired of fucking around with this stuff.
They're favored in every game.
I don't care. I'm pulling up week one.
You know who will get them, though, is Coastal or Louisville.
Coastal. They play Coastal Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia plays Coastal Carolina this year?
Yep, November 19th.
Oh, you know what you should do right now?
Get
an early line on that total, baby. And just
we say that every year till Coastal's just hand off. Oh, just leave the clock.
Every dime you have on that now. Don't matter. All right, you ready? Yep. You have nothing on the Nevada New Mexico State game. You have nothing on the Nebraska Northwestern game.
Correct.
Utah State UConn, I can't do it. Although I will tell you this. gotta throw something out there. Just looking something up real quick, bitches. Looking it up.
I think Wyoming sucks, and yeah, Illinois will get them.
See, they got the kids back, dude. They got the kid. They got Bonner back at Utah State, and he likes to roll it. That coach, he likes to roll it. And they got.
Well, we already talked about what I like on the 27th. They might stay up late and give me Vanderbilt at Hawaii. I think they get them by more than 7. I just think Vanderbilt is not going to be the dog shit team they were last. I really don't. I think Vanderbilt will be improved this year in the sense of they're still going to be terrible in the SEC, but they hammer Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, I just
coming right. I mean, right out of the fucking shoot with Vandy late at night on TV, CBS network, baby, 10:30 Eastern, live for the country to watch. Vanderbilt laying up to 7-55. Roll it.
Don't feel great though. Hey, easily could be an outright loser, but I'm going to roll it. Because, if you don't start off good at Hawaii, you're going to have you know how that type of season is. You do. For a team like that, you know, you go from playing Hawaii to playing Bama or whoever they have on the schedule. You better beat Hawaii, period.
All I can tell you is Utah State's creeping down 27.5.
I do not like messing with any of that.
Well, dude, I can't worry about that. Now, week one, because that's the real week. That's the following week. Anything on that Thursday that you like, which is Ball State, Tennessee, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a 0%. Let them put that first half total. Tennessee will score a ton on Ball State in week one. But the total is 68, which is just ridiculous, and the line's 32. Also Thursday night, what do you think? West Virginia, Pitt. Pitt's laying 7 to your boy.
I would not mess with that game, and if I did, I would take the points.
South Carolina, UCF means nothing to you, does it?
Means nothing to me, but I'll tell you what.
Your next game. I know you like this next one because you already talked about it a few weeks ago, and I know you said if you were wagering, you'd have a large one on this one. Large. Oak State laying 21.
I do like, but there might be an opportunity middle of that game, but see, that's where you overthink it, but it just depends. At 21, it is a big difference between 21 and 20. And a half, 20 and a hook.
So. Well, now, if anyone smart's listening, they would say to you, because you always say this.
I always say this.
If you're going to do 21, then you're not worried about the half because you're thinking they're going to beat them by 28.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
You know what? I'm going to pretend. Hey, take that out of this recording. Hopefully, I'm going to tell them to take it out because that's such a bad comment. Dumb.
Well, I don't love it. That's my point. That's not one that I would, but I would look at it live because if
Penn State Purdue
Michigan scores early, you could get a better line. I'm not messing with Penn State.
Okay.
Until I see how I like Purdue in that game until I can see Penn State.
How about this one? How about this one? How about Missouri with a whole new quarterback squad laying 20 to La Tech? That's a lot of points to give a La Tech team. That's a terrible game. Crazy.
These games are just,
they're not great.
No, they're not. I do like Virginia Tech to pound Old Dominion by way more than 8. I love that's one early on now. See, but that's not till September 2nd. So
No. That's Friday. Yeah, Friday, September 2nd. Yep.
So that's the early one that I like. I really think Virginia Tech is gonna go to Old Dominion and just slap them around. I truly believe that. And I think Temple's gonna be terrible too, but I am not gonna lay 8 with Duke. So I'm skipping that one.
Next week, I'm going to start honing in on some more of these, but I've already talked about that's a 10 a.m. game at Maryland at College Park. Maryland's 21.5, 63.5. That game will be in my picks in some way, shape, or form. Buffalo's not going to be good this year, and Maryland's going to be good. And they, and Maryland in week one, they come out and roll it.
Yeah, and if North Carolina's going to be legit like a lot of people think this year, they should cover against App State. That should not be a 2.5-point game.
Oh,
underdog I like at home is Colorado. I don't trust TCU this year. I think Colorado's on the uptick. I just like how they play. They play hard. I think they'll play hard again this year. And I think Arkansas absolutely decimates Cincinnati. I think Arkansas will beat Cincinnati by 20 or more.
I think Ole Miss is playing a Troy team that not great, could absolutely destroy them at 22.5. Would love just the way he rolls offense and stuff, and the fact that Troy's not going to be that good this year
seems kind of low.
I like that.
Yeah, and I think Wyoming's going to be 0-1 by the time they play, because don't they play early in week zero?
How about James Madison, dude? First game of the year.
Yeah.
Middle Tennessee State. They're laying 7 to Middle Tennessee State. I know. That's crazy.
It's only crazy till the next week when you're like, man, they should have been laying 20 to them.
Uh-oh. To me, the game of the first week, or one that I'm very excited to watch, because it is just too – you just don't see this matchup ever. Which game am I talking about? It's two big conferences, and you just
– Oregon and Georgia.
Close, but – same type, Utah at Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting. Sneaky game is Texas, San Antonio, Houston. Wow. I love that. That's a sneaky game at the Alamo Dome.
I know. I'm going, you know what? You already know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, and by the way, I wouldn't touch Utah or Florida, but if I had to, I would take the over.
Jesus criminy. Right out of the chute the next week, Utah State, after they just hammer Connecticut, they're rewarded by going to Alabama. How bad is Alabama? Alabama's just going to hammer them. Because you know what? Utah State runs that quick offense and likes to throw it a lot. And if they do muck up quick, it'll be 28-0 Bama in the early second quarter. Early second quarter.
Yeah, and I do not like Clemson on the road laying 21 as the final game of the week of opening real true week one at the Mercedes-Benz. Dude, I just think that game could be dicey at first.
Crazy.
I love Clemson this year. I do not like them on the road laying 21 to open the season.
How do you not like LSU to beat Florida State by more than 3?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because you don't know who their quarterback is. Maybe because the kid at Florida State they think is the next, like, Randall Cunningham. They love that kid.
I know. He came in let me tell you something right now about that kid. You'll remember I said it. He came in last year against Notre Dame.
Oh, I know. And
absolutely
changed my whole season.
Changed your whole life. You couldn't believe your life.
Jordan Travis, the running back, came in.
I remember like it was yesterday, dude. You called me and you're like, there isn't. And I'm watching it with you, and you're like, there is no.
They couldn't complete a ball.
It was crazy.
Remember? It was.
No, they just went up and were hammering them, and all of a sudden it was like a switch flipped, and then Florida State looked like the national champs for about 3 quarters. Crazy. Okay. How about this one?
Pretty fun.
How about this one? Oregon State favored over Boise State. You just don't see that very often. Boise State against as a dog, 3.5 right out of the chute.
Give me Boise State. Bad year this year. I am out on.
Here's one I absolutely love. I'm going to tell you this right now in week one. I will be shocked. It might become one of my favorites. I will be shocked if they don't cover this. You're going to tell me that Louisville's not going to cover 3 against Cuse? Not going to go. Bobo's.
That's one we brought up. We've talked about that.
Bobo's not getting loose in that game.
That's going over.
Total's only 59.
Yeah, with Tucker, but that is a high total, man.
Inside,
you say 59 like it's a basketball total. I mean, you say 59 so casually. 59 people, that's a legit over for a team with no quarterback. One of those teams has no quarterback.
Well,
give me Louisville just to wax them. How about that?
Right. That's what I was saying. I think Louisville hammers them.
Yeah, I agree. But I thought you liked the over. I mean, I could see.
No. I mean, I can see that too. But the problem with that over is I do not. I'm going to tell you this. I do not believe Syracuse stops Louisville. But I don't know enough as far as from the over side. I don't know enough about Syracuse. offensively. I know well, they.
We don't. Really, that's the thing about week one. We don't know about any of these teams.
I know. That's why.
That's the hard part. Except for the teams you do know about. Like Coastal is going to decimate. I can't give you five winners. Take the five amounts you were going to bet on those and put them all.
Dude,
Coastal.
What show is this? Two for the fucking money, baby?
Ooh, shove them in week one.
I want you to take the five, Ahmad, that you were going to put on your five games and put it all on the Longhorns or the Sooners or whatever he said to smoke the Longhorns and then drink your pina colada and let's talk next week. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get Coastal done with and move on to week two.
In another life, possibly even be an actor. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think I can. Come
on. It feels like we're in that movie some weeks, man. When we talk, especially when people are not happy with the fatty payback back in the day. Ooh,
gosh, they would hammer us when we give them the fatty payback. Losers. What up? What else we cover?
Well, I think the question is, who's getting injured this week? That's all it's turned into for me. I mean, with the preseason being so irrelevant, I mean, it's just kind of like, who's getting hurt now?
Well, I don't think you're going to see, like we talked about, I don't think you're going to see hardly anyone playing. But I am excited, like I said, for my – now, are you going to give any picks before we wrap the show? Are you giving
I'm 1-0 in the preseason. I'm going to fade you with the Ravens, obviously. But my official pick, the only one I really like, is the Eagles to pound the Jets. I think it's 1.5. Eagles pound the Jets. Preseason. Fatty. Minshew Mania is back, baby. They better watch out. Hurts might get benched, too. Hey, Corral and Minshew starting for the Eagles and for the Panthers at the end of the season. You heard it here first. This will be a clip next year. Love it.
So your prediction is?
Minshew will start by the end of the year.
Okay.
And Corral will start at the end of the year. Those two quarterbacks will be starting.
I'm going to say you're going to go 0. Now, will he start a game? Possibly. I'm going to say you're going to go 0-2 on those predictions because – Cardinals have made the thing. The Eagles have made the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 years. They made it last year. Yes, they got hammered early. And I am telling you right now that offensive line with the running backs and Hurts, he's going to have a good year. That's all I'm telling you. Believe what you want.
Minshew's better.
No, Minshew was doing meditating in his cave or whatever he was doing all year. Fuck him and his little hippie hair.
Rodgers did ayahuasca or whatever, gave him the best season.
I don't even know what that
is. You can't go against the goatee.
No, I don't get sized for Minshew. I will get sized for him against the Jets this preseason. I think it's Saturday night. Now, I'm giving out the Ravens, and I'm gonna at least tweet one or two more this weekend, but I'm giving the Ravens now. I'm giving them at 3 in the preseason game over the Titans to win their 21st preseason game. Do you know how the Ravens ended last year, everyone? Do you know how salty
loser,
and ready?
Loser. Okay, loser.
How about this? Loser by row. 1. How about 5 in a row? Loser. 5 in a row. Loser by 1 to the Rams. Loser by in overtime to the Steelers. Loser by 1 to the Bengals did hammer them. Loser by 2 to the Browns. And who else be? Oh, loser by 1 to the Packers. 31-30, loser to the Packers. My point is they are ready for a victory.
That's a favorite in week one I like too. They play the Jets. They're laying 6. I believe it's on the road at the Jets, I'm pretty sure. That's a favorite where if I were gambling, I would probably lose a bunch of money because it looks so easy on paper. And I hate the Jets. I think the Jets are terrible. I don't hate them like I care about them. I just think Wilson's terrible, and that team sucks.
Do you have any plays for the weekend that people need to know? I just gave the Ravens.
That's the only one I like is the Eagles in the preseason minus 1.5.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. By the way, the Jets are favored this week over the Eagles minus 1. You get
the Eagles first.
Yeah, well, you saw because you're.
Well, I'll take the money line plus money plus 110.
All right, take plus. You're taking the Eagles on the money line in preseason plus 110. I'll probably tweet out one more. Right now, we're 1-0 in the preseason, and we will hit the reset button when college football starts, and we will post our record every single week, people. Oh, so there'll be no chirping and chiming. In fact, this year we're going to do it a little different. We're going to post our NFL record as one record. And we're going to post our college record because that way you can say, hey, you know what? They're this and this in college, but they're in fire in the pros or vice versa or whatever you want to play. But we will have a great football season this year. I'm guaranteeing it. How about
that?
I guarantee it every year, though.
No forcing picks, no fatty payback.
No. And you and I, you know what? You and I combined, and this is no bullshit, on between Saturday and Sunday, you and I in a weekend, we might only give three plays between us the whole weekend. So be it.
Oh, especially week one. I am not giving. I've given my plays pretty much. Coastal is my number. That's the only one I love.
All right. Well, I'm with you. All right. So for the Edge, I'm Skippy. We're rolling. We'll be back next Tuesday. This should drop drive time. Remember, again, follow us at Big Fat Winner. You can follow me also over at Pickin' Fatty. It's a daily show, baby. Me and Bishop. You can follow the Edge at the Edge Bet. We know he loves Clemson. And we know that right now, get your bet in early on Coastal to hammer Army. He's saying push all the time. Take the four bets you were going to put 20 on. Put five bets you were going to put 200 on. Put one big fat fucking dime on Coastal.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.